me, age is just a number. So I've been riding my BMX since the day my dad bought me my first second-hand bike when I'm a teenager at the age of 18. It was where the sparks come, and because of him, I started my BMX journey. Because of him, I've been riding ever since. Because of him, I got a positive mindset when I on my bike. Myself, I'm an automation engineer. When I'm back in my study, a lot of things when I'm studying, I can relate it to my BMX, like momentum, friction. So it actually arouses my interest in the study, and it helps my understanding when I'm doing my sports. For BMX flatland, there's different elements of tricks. We have a rolling trick, carving trick, hopping trick. So lately, the revolution is spinning, gyrating. There's too many tricks to learn. Until now, I'm still learning this craft. So it's not about stance, it's about balancing. A bike has different ways of riding it. I think over the years, lately, because now extreme sports have been put in Olympics, I think it's more welcome. So if you want to do BMX, yes, you can at any age. You just go step by step, know your body. The fear will kick in because the older you get wiser. Injuries are quite common. The wiser you get, you know that you will fall. So there is a risk assessment. Like I said, age is just a number. So if you want to try, you can do it. But with guidance, like, I think you will pick up faster. You learn from our mistakes. To be very frank, when you see me on my bike, I don't feel 48. I feel like I'm 18 again every time I'm on my bike. Flatland is a lot of commitment because there's a lot of element and a lot of time involved to perfect this craft. The joy of just out there, you are like a metric in your own time zone. You just enjoy what you do. I want Asia to know that there's riders out there that we still believe in this passion in the BMX, and we are still doing it. So yeah, if you see me on the street and you want to learn some tricks, just say hi. I'm really glad to teach you. Yeah.